Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily, mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, like always, He works among people. He's helping people to see that normally would not see. The Lord has raised people up that will obey Him because we bear fruit after our type, after our kind, and they're in operation. He's using them to alert others. Now, men are, and everybody has shared the same problem. We were born in sin. And that's not bad enough. That is worse. There is a spiritual war going on. And the enemy's camp, the world system, is trying to influence you to hate God. Satan is trying to get you to hate God and curse Him to His face. The mission of Satan is what he did to Job. That's his mission, to do everybody that way. And so, the Lord gave us a snapshot of what Satan is all about with the book of Job. Some people would have thought God was being mean when He said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" God was bragging on him. And Satan went for the bait. And Job withstood. There was no man like him on the earth that feared God and shunned evil. He didn't fear evil, he feared God. But Satan thought that Job feared evil. So he tried to get him to fear. Satan thought that Job feared judgment. So he did. He used his fears against him. He feared God and he shunned evil. But he was afraid of situation, and that's the avenue that the enemy used. He uses our weaknesses, our hurts, and our fears against us. So when you receive God's word in your heart, you can destroy your weaknesses. Now, this is a concept that I didn't learn in church like I wanted to. I learned it in some teachings, in part, but mainly by the Holy Spirit. I cried out to the Lord. I said, "Lord, help me hate this sin. I don't want to ever be tempted with it again." And He did. You can hate your weaknesses, and you can overcome every weakness if you will fill your heart with God's word in that area. And see, when you fill your heart with all of God's word, it'll clear a lot of things up, and you'll have faith for the things you need the most. Weaknesses can be destroyed. They can become your strengths if that's what you want. If you hunger after, if you desire to do things the way of Jesus, you can. Start with doing what Jesus said. And then your hurts. People, because they're out of order, they didn't get correction, they do things. Men, uncles raped their nieces. Brothers hurt their brothers. Sisters betray their siblings. Fathers who get drunk beat their wives and shame their families. People hurt you in life because they're out of order and they didn't get to know God in some area. Your power is to, the way you heal is to forgive them. Isn't that weird to the world? But it works. When you forgive people, you release them. And now God's forgiven, He's forgiven you, and you can continue, you can grow in the Lord, and they won't be your master anymore. The people that you don't forgive, they are hindering you in life. You can't grow right because you're looking at them and their disaster and how they made you feel. And the way you feel can look bigger than God. But the word of God will expose the truth, and God will look bigger in your eyes. And the problem will be smaller in your eyes. and you will defeat it and know it. And God will be great in your eyes. And the problem will be gone. People will be forgiven. You will suggest change to everybody. Your life will give people light and preservation. Jesus said, you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. You can show it, you can give it godly example and preserve it by living right, by doing things according to God's word. And then your fears, as you receive the perfect love of God, fear will leave. It will be cast out of your life. It will be cast far away, never to return. And the enemy can't get to you. You're living above the snake line. Snakes only go so far up a mountain. Different species go different heights, and they don't go a step further or a slither further. But you can live above Satan's greatest works. And then you have power over him. And when you see any satanic activity, you can stop it. You can arrest it at your will. If more people knew that, less people would get killed. You got to take authority over darkness. You have to take authority over darkness. You have it. Jesus gave it to you. It came with your salvation. And this is why we're power. We're true people. As Jesus is, so are we in this world. If we ever get that revelation, and as we do, we can do greater things. People just gonna have to stop choosing the low road and choose the high road. Do it God's way. And then, my friend, you can live and enjoy the life God gave you. He made you in his image to live in his image. He saved you with his holy blood so you can live like him and no different. So that you can be just as progressive as God by building your life from glory to glory. You'll become progressive too. And you'll leave a pattern of good works and not a pattern of sloppy works and not a pattern of hateful works and not a pattern of lazy works or laziness. Your pattern will be like Jesus. Jesus said, if you see me, you see the Father. That means you can do what the Father does if you follow Christ. And if you look at him good enough, you can have water walking faith and do the most impossible deeds in this earth. Things that's far beyond you. See, you outclass Satan. And Satan, cold religion has tried desperately to hide the fact that the world system is afraid of you. The leaders of the world, they know things that average people don't. They study a side of history that people don't, and they can't control Christians, and they hate Christians, and because they hate Jewish people. Even if they're backslidden, they hate them. Even if Christians operate on their side, they hate them. They use them, but they hate them. Because you identify with Jesus Christ, they hate you. Not everybody that's not saved. I'm not talking about the unsaved. I'm talking about the world system, people that love this world. That their love for this world causes them to hate you because they hate God. But there are many people out there, they have a devotion towards God. They have a love for God. They just didn't get saved yet. And I'm not talking about them. That's the harvest. They just born to sin and they don't really like it. When they hear the gospel correctly and when people live the life, they come out. But when they don't see any difference, they stay in. They choose to just stay like they are. They don't know the revelation that you know. You have an inward witness of the Holy Spirit that this is true because you believe on Jesus Christ. The life of God is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. You enjoy God's peace. You have fellowship with him. And they don't have that. They're just like you without God. And they didn't get saved. And when they hear people talk about getting saved, they think that people just want them to try to do good. They think that other people just looking down on them and not appreciating who they are. That's not, all that's wrong. Everything that they believe is wrong against God. I say against God because they don't come toward him because they believe something else. See, when you believe something wrong, you also simultaneously don't receive what's true. Unless you are called to see more light. And that's where the life of God comes in. That's where we heal in our relationships. If we do it God's way, we can help people heal. All of our relationships can be healed and blessed and flourish. But you got to do it according to 1 Peter. 1 Peter teaches us how to love no different from Jesus Christ. We're going to do the same things that he did. And we're going to love people that's hard to love, people that doesn't know God. We're patient with them because they just don't know. You strip all the revelation God ever taught you, that's what it's like to be in the world. I know what it's like to be a sinner, disconnected from God, needing to be saved. The way a child feels and the way a sinner feels is two different things. A young child, their spirit is lit. They feel about like a Christian do, little children. But they can't control their emotions. They can't control their passions. They're selfish. But their spirit is lit. But Christians who get saved, they have a devotion towards people. They love people. They have the seed of the love of God towards everybody, and they want everybody to get saved because they were washed in the holy blood of Jesus Christ, and they feel brand new. And the world cannot understand why there's a difference. They hate Christians. The cold-blooded world hates Christians. They hate them. People that really love the world, they hate you. They hate Christian people. They don't know why they hate them. That's because Satan has influenced their life, and Satan hates them. And they're so connected with him that they hate him. They hate us. They're connected to a dead spirit. They love the way of the world. And the way of the world makes sense to them. It's a system that they identify with. They can't identify with the holy system. We're of God, little children. Like Paul wrote, we're of God. We're in him. We're in his kingdom. We operate like him. We do what he does. We see what he sees. And they can't, but they can see our deeds and our actions and our devotion. And when there's a family that really loves God, and they're devoted to God and to each other, they take notice and they desire it. They desire it, but they don't want in themselves. They desire the things of God, but they do it that way. And when you follow him, when you dedicate yourself to live according to the devotion of God in every case, people take notice to the point that your name, who you are, is a pictorial of the word of God in action. And then somebody will say, well, you told a lie. Immediately, everybody know that you're the liar. Because you're known for not lying or deceiving people. They'll say, no, he didn't do that. Or she didn't do that. They know you. Because you've been living according to God's word before them. The way you are known for what you do. Even if you're goofy, you might do everything according to God's word, but you act a little goofy. They know that you're goofy, but they know you love God too. And when they have a problem, they're going to come to you, even though they know you're goofy. And they'll laugh at the silly things that you do. But they know your heart is right with God. And when they get in a pinch, they're going to come and ask you questions. It always happens. Whatever the way you are, people know you, what you do. So when we live according to God's word and we do the things of Jesus, people take notice. It's obvious. It can't be hidden. Jesus says it's like a city set on a hill. In all of our relationships, when we understand these facts, it's easier to have mercy on people that they need you to. They are wonderful. God put treasures in every soul, every person breathing. There's more to them than meets the eye. And you'll never know that unless you receive God's word in your heart. And you'll see treasures come out. You'll see yourself doing things you didn't think you could do, understanding things you didn't think you could know. And now you know it's true for everybody, if they would only seek the Lord like you do. So in relationships, even the most evil people, love them anyway. Be good to them anyway. If first Peter chapter 1 gets in your heart, now a lot of people, they read it, they say, no, that's too expensive, I'm not going to do that, people to take advantage of me. If you do that and close the chapter, then you're going to be like you are now for the rest of your life on this side of heaven, and you're not going to do half the things God wants you to do, because this is so foundational. God will not move forward in your life. A lot of people, they're in ministry and they want God to do all these wonderful things, and they won't even receive 1 Peter chapter 1 or bother to do it. They try to minister around. You're not going to do that. It's not going to work. I promise you it's not going to work. But if you take it in, if you receive it, you'll receive the wisdom. You're receiving light, the love of God. You're just operating on by the love of God that you already love, that you already appreciate, that you're already devoted to. You're taking it to a greater level. You're going to receive more light. You're going to have more understanding. You're going to be able to identify with God on greater levels. And you're going to be able to endure. The fruits of the Spirit increase automatically when you receive the instructions of Jesus that he gave Peter in chapter 1. Now chapter 2 shows you how to incorporate it into your family. And so on and so on as you progress in life. Everything, actually 1 Peter should be one chapter because it's all tied together. They put it in chapters and they mark the chapters in the worst places. Especially chapter 2 when it starts with wives, be subject to your own husbands. Likewise, ye wives. See, it's following chapter 1. But it looks like some male chauvinist pigs wrote it from the world standards. But it's not. But without the revelation of chapter 1, it looks like something that people tried to get away from. But when you study the whole thing made sense. And the reason it started with the wife instead of the husband is because women are more apt to do these things. If you get somebody in the house on God's side with the word of God, then the rest of the family will follow, especially if it's the wife. But what if the husband's crazy? What if he's not, what if he's a baby in the Lord and she's more mature? See, it's not about maturity, it's about the design. Men are designed to do specific things, and women are too. You know, it's like this. Wives make lousy husbands, and husbands make lousy wives. You're made in God's image, and you can do some things. The order of things is of God. See, if she's subject to him, according to 1 Peter chapter 1, it will cause him to realize, it will influence him to grow. It will encourage him to grow. It will encourage him to see things in a greater way. It will encourage him to take his position and stop being a wimp. But people that don't do these things, they'll never find out about this. And there's a likewise for the husbands too, following chapter 1. It just comes a little later on in chapter 2. He's more apt to do his part if she would be, if she's faithful. Now watch this. Let's say the church bus came and the children go to church. Children get saved. Parents, they're not, but they let their children go with their friends. Like then the children read about, likewise, your children be subject to your parents. Now they have wonderful kids. Now they're motivated to be better parents. But people who are hard-headed will never know the treasures that they're overlooking. And we're going to talk about this more because I'm out of time. But 1 Peter chapter 1 is so foundational. If you really want to do the greater works of God, you got to be faithful with 1 Peter and 1 John. That's your standard. Jesus said that he that believe will do greater works than me. 1 Peter and 1 John is greater than what Jesus taught. It's a graduation of what Jesus taught on the Sermon on the Mount. And we'll pick it up there later. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.